Okay, our friends. So today we might possibly have a little scariness in our story today. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Maybe? Mm-hmm. Might be. It might be a little silly, too.
More like,
It's called
Can
today's...
Can you tell them what I'm doing?
Yep. Philip is making one spooky / silly face. He's got his mouth wide
creepy.
Open and his eyes wide open and he's going blah. But that's kind of what the guy in the cover of the book is doing too. It's a ladybug. Lady dude. It's a bug. He looks like he's kind of silly. Let's see what he says. The name of the story is Can You Make a Scary Face? It's by Jan Thomas. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Creepy guy.
Oh, don't be creepy. Why don't you be silly guy instead?
Creepy guy can do... Can answer this question with a big old yes, 100 question marks.
Can you be silly guy instead?
I'm also weird guy, silly guy, happy guy, chicken wing guy, and all the other guys you could think of.
Okay. I like those guys better. I like...
Like weird guy, sad guy, angry guy.
I think chicken wing...
Try to punch himself in the face guy.
Guy
who does everything before anybody asks him.
I think I like that guy the most. Guy who does anything before anybody asks him.
Who obeys you first time.
Ooh, first time listener guy? Yeah. He's my favorite. Let's have him here. Are you ready? First time listener guy? Yes. Okay, so when we open the book, we see the ladybug guy. And he says, Hey, you! Yes, I'm talking to you. Stand up! So we have to stand up now?
I can stand up.
He's on it.
Bling!
No, I changed my mind. Sit down.
Bling!
Whoa.
What the heck is this weirdo drinking?
No, I changed my mind again. Stand up!
Bling!
And Philip is doing a really good job. I mean, first-time listener guy is doing a very good job of being a first-time listener.
Yep.
Turns out you need to be for this book. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend. Pretend you have a tiny bug on your nose.
Ew.
Wiggle it off. Okay, so you have to try to wiggle your nose. Do you know how to wiggle your nose? See, I'm doing it. Can you do it? It helps if you can, like when you blow your nose, you have to kind of flare your nostrils a little bit. Try practicing wiggling your nose. Aha, it tickles. Wiggle your nose and laugh. That's a very serious laugh.
Maniacal laugh.
I believe it. Whoops. A tiny tickly bug flew into your mouth?
Ew.
I hope not. Blow it out! Come on, blow harder!
Ultimate wind guy.
Wow. Yeah. In the picture, we can see the bug blowing really hard. And that's what you have to do. Wait. The tiny tickly bug is out of your mouth, but now it's in your shirt? Oh, no. The only way to get it out is to do the chicken dance.
Silly guy.
We have a chicken. Do you know how to do the chicken dance? Do you know that it's an actual dance? Yep, you fold your arms up like little chicken wings, and you flap them, and then you shake your little booty like it's a tail feather. Shake, 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 shake. And then you're supposed to clap your, move your hands like they're beaks on a bird.
Okay, so like, do, 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 do.
And then you clap your hands.
Do, do, do.
Yep. Yep. That's how the song goes.
Do, 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 do,
and he's
do,
saying, dance faster.
Okay.
Do, do. My goodness. Friends, hopefully you're all being very safe while you dance. The tiny tickly bug is stuck in your shirt. Oh no. Chaos. Don't worry. Pretend there's a giant hungry frog coming to eat that tiny tickly bug stuck in your shirt. Okay, so let's hear your frog impression.
Ribbit.
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 Ribbit. Uh-oh. Ribbit. There really is a giant hungry frog? Scare him away!
Creepy guy's back.
Help! Make a scary face now! Let's see your scary face. My face.
Tell him what I did. Tell
me
what
yeah,
I did.
Philip opens his mouth real wide and opens his eyes real big. Rawr.
And like your mouth is all the way down to your chin, like.
Yep. Yikes! Not that scary. They don't like it. It was too scary for them.
Well, at least I scared the frog away.
Wait up, giant hungry frog! I'm still scared. Says the ladybug as he wanders off. And honestly, I can't say I blame him. We went too far. Don't be scary. Choose instead to be...
cute guy.
Cute. I like cute much better. That, our good friends, is...
Andy.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.